This season of My First Dungeon is sponsored by MythWorks. MythWorks is dedicated to sharing stories we can all enjoy with creators from around the world. They're the publishers of Slug Blaster, The Last Caravan, and of course, The Wild Sea. We are thrilled to be working with a company that makes such great games and that is so dedicated to uplifting creators and the actual play community. So head on over to myth.works and use the promo code MYFIRSTDUNGEON, all one word, for 25% off your order of The Wild Sea, so that you too can set sail upon the verdant waves. Once again, that's 25% off The Wild Sea when you go to myth.works and use the promo code MYFIRSTDUNGEON. And with that, enjoy the show.
Within a great
Fuck! It's staying in. It's staying in. It's too funny to take out.
Within a great fuck? What?
Within a great fuck.
Within a great chamber, you stand. The room stretching above you has been built within the skull of an ancient Leviathan. The five eye sockets above, long crafted over with thick amber windows, giving a slight orange tint to the moonlight that comes in. The inside of the skull has been fitted with a natural wood flooring, wall panels to support the weathering of time on the skull. You observe the circle of 12 figures around you. Each dons an ornate mask that conceals their true identity. The masks, a mix of wood, metal, natural and weird materials, some appear almost alive in their coloration and texture. Four chairs sit slightly elevated from the rest. One of them sits empty, its mask leaned against the back of the chair. At the center of the circle, one of the individuals wears a mask of what appears to be an ever-burning flame, but it doesn't seem to bother them. They say,
"I call to order this meeting of the Karada. In balance, there is strength." And the remaining 12 respond with, "In balance, we protect. Let the trial of the crew of the Crackling Heart begin."
I knew they were gonna kill us.
Did you say trial?
Like trial run? Like this?
You find yourselves accused, the accusation confirmed, and the crime laid at your feet of disturbing the balance of the rustling waves.
What?
How do you plead?
What are our options?
I'm assuming not guilty or guilty.
Well, we just got here.
How do you plead?
We are not guilty. We did not do what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you never know if there's a secret third option.
But guys, I did do it.
No, Beth. No, Beth.
Shut up.
Speak up.
Beth, you did something different.
We
is not
plead
what we're here for.
Not guilty. Shut up, Bat.
What say you in your defense?
We have no idea of what you speak.
What is this crime, this disturbance you say we have done?
You have taken something.
Ew.
That sits at the heart of your ship.
Was that kind of a double entendre to let us know the thing that we took?
Yes, it was a double entendre.
Good one.
Well, joke well crafted.
Thank you.
And we didn't take it, we bought it, right?
I don't think we actually know how it got in. I don't remember how it got in the ship.
I don't think...
Well, we must have bought it. Why would we... How would we take it? We earned it.
Earned?
Yeah.
Oh, this was while I was still in Amber. We're good. I'm not part of this crate. I step back. I legitimately step away
Ezra
from the rest of the crew.
Ezra just fully leaves.
Ezra bounces.
Holy shit.
We do not know how we came to have this ship. Perhaps Kaylee? And Azora is gonna do a very creepy gesture to Kelly.
Kelly's sort of like biting one of her fingers nervously, like, I don't fucking remember anything.
A real quick point of order.
Yes.
What the crimes that we're being accused of, stealing something, balance, heart of our ship, all of that stuff, what's the you know, potential punishment for such a crime? Just so we kind of know the playing field.
You will remain under Karada custody until which time this problem is resolved by Sister Alaya, who will take custody over your ship.
Wait, why is this council... I'm not very old, and I've only been to a couple of ports every now and then. Why is this count? Why does the heart fall under jurisdiction of you? I think I used those words right.
No, that was solid. That's some good shit right really there. Good. You keep working on that.
I have no idea what you're saying.
It's just like these are like a random council of people. Did the heart come from all of you? Because if it didn't, why do you care?
The heart, and this comes from the person to the side of the one with the living flame mask, and this one is a mask with a violent toothed maw over the front of it and a rim of pale glowing hair-like tendrils around the rim of it. And this person says,
"You stole the heart of the Void Eternal."
Oh.
The Void Eternal?
How would you even do that? Answer me this. How would one even do that? Do we look like a group of people who could do that?
Should we be impressed with ourselves?
As they finish saying that, you hear from outside. You've been hearing that low repetition of "put it back" by the crowd that had gathered around the outside. What you hear now is a great warning horn. Rings out across the island. They don't seem to react. They're focused on you.
This is not good noise in my experience.
Can I, real quick, I just want to look at Captain, or I guess Sister Alaya.
Sister Alaya, yeah.
Can I just try to get a read on her? I think both of them, I want to know, does she recognize me as the person who shot off her hat? And also, just anything I can read off of her expression.
Yeah, do you want to make a roll for it?
Yeah, could I make... I don't have anything good in this. I guess sharps. It's okay. Intelligence. I think this should probably be instincts, but I don't have anything in that. Or actually, you know what? Would you mind if
sense,
I do...
sense, study, something like that?
You know what? I've got study. So I'm going to do instincts, which I don't have anything in, but I've got 3 in study, so I'm going to go for study.
Mm. Okay, great. You can pick a way you approach this. I think that, like, you're always using one of your approaches, so, I think we can...
I don't really think any of...
What are your 3?
Sharps, grace, and tides.
Tides is learning.
Yeah.
Tides, exploration, learning, and lore. Yeah.
I think tides feels like an approach. I just don't want you to forego having the die from the thing that is a given die.
I'll take this from sharps, then.
Okay.
Which is a little more talkative, and I want to actually address Captain Alaya, Sister Alaya.
Sister Alaya.
Sister Alaya, I understand we may have... We come to this council not really knowing what you guys are, how we did what you say we did, or if we even did what you say we did. By what manner would we escape any kind of further punishment from you and this council? We're not entirely sure what's happening here, and we'd rather... It might be to everyone's benefit for us to be rid of this heart and cede control back of it to you. What say thee? And then I bow.
Elias steps forward and removes her hat out of sort of a sign of respect, sets it to the side, and Elias doesn't speak, but Elias signs in old hand. The
lizard Chelicrae, who travels with her, steps forward as sort of a sign translator and speaks the signing that Elia is doing.
Sister Elia, we've stumbled into something that we don't fully understand or know how to deal with either. It was not done maliciously, at least as far as we know. We would just as soon find a way to deal with this between you and between this council and between us so that everyone can get what they want. We don't want to come across negatively to anybody, especially these folks with the very intimidating masks, and you with your very fine hat there.
You see that the lizard Chelicrae translates to Elia.
Actually, seeing what the lizard Chelicrae is about to do, as an advantage, I hope, I'll take over the translating duties, at least on our end, and I'll translate for Whistlin in old hand myself.
Okay. Yeah.
That's five dice.
It's not perfect. There is some clunkiness because I'm not fully aware of the low salaries. But, you know, it's close.
But you're good with old hand. So, yeah, definitely.
Very good.
I'm going to make this roll.
I want this for you so bad.
I want this for you.
I want to try to give one more advantage. I want to, I don't necessarily want to use this trait, but I have a trait that is I used to know this. And actually what I kind of want to do with that is I want to try to like flick back through whatever memories I have and try to give a genuine show of respect, like a bow or a genuflection or some kind of gesture that would try to convey my sincerity.
Great. I will give you an advantage for that.
Yes. Two advantage dice.
And I think what I do is I've been wanting to get a full six for a long time.
You're asking for a twist here.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think what I do is my wings fully expand out to kind of like show all of the markings and whispers that are along them, and then tuck around my body as if like a cloak or a blanket. And then I bow very deeply with that tucked around me, with my arms inside of my wings, and kind of this almost weakened, defenseless posture that is like kind of what a bow or a handshake should be.
Great. I love that. Give me a roll.
That is 6, 5, 2, 2, 2, 1.
Ooh, 6, 5, 2, 2, 2, 1. Okay, so a triumph with a success. What specifically do you want to know about what is not being said by Elia before she responds?
I want to get a vibe of, should this be handled with diplomacy or should this be handled with action? Is this words or is this action or is this flight?
You notice a few things on Elia's face. Elia has sort of a neutral tone towards some of you. Elia has a pitiful sort of look towards you specifically, has a very angry look for Kelly when her eyes reach Kelly, and has a very sad sort of wistful look when looking over Bats.
Sad for Bats, pitiful for me, and then what was the one for Kelly?
Angry. Like rageful, I would say. And so you think there is a option for diplomacy, but she is likely to, you know, not, as you've experienced, not bat an eye at going towards violence.
Kind of within that bow, I want to come up, my head to rise up, but my body to stay genuflected, and address her and say, it's come to my attention and it's come to my understanding that we may have known each other sometime. A part of me may know a part of you, but I do not know you, and I hope you don't take offense to that. But I offer you the respect that a past friend is due.
I don't know what that word is, so I'm just going to sub one in. It'll be fine.
I got you.
And then I also know old hand, so I I do the word that Dr. Ezra forgets.
Great. I really like the idea that Bats is like the whole body is reforming into...
When a marching band spells out words, it's just Bats doing teleprompter.
May I propose the twist that also came with that role?
Oh, right, we have a twist.
Yes, I would add one detail that might help you first.
Oh, thank you.
As you are engaging in this conversation with Elia, you hear a slamming on the outside of the skull begin. A big...
and you hear a very low chittering.
Oh, no.
I don't like that.
It seems less relevant now, but since you were reading Captain Elia, I was kind of curious about, like, also reading the rest of the council, either to see what their vibe is on her or what their vibe is on us, but again.
I'll tell you, they're giving her time. You cannot read anything on their faces because of the masks. Their masks are so obfuscating that you can't read any personal vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there something you want to pitch on the twist, though? The twist can be, like, establishing a truth.
I feel like that has something.
I have one, and for one, it's one that could be good for us.
Yay, I like that.
Oh,
all the bad sounds disappear, and they let us go.
I'm 100% sure, because as of yet, the source of this banging has yet to be identified as far as the narrative is concerned.
Uh-huh.
All we know is that it's big and it's chittering.
Uh-huh.
And my pitch is going to be, what if it's our big bat coming to
it's
save
Clarabelle!
Us? It's Clarabelle coming to save us.
She's like, you guys have been taking so long at this port. I want to go.
Well, maybe she came because there's something bad happening at the ship is the way I'll sweeten this for Ellie.
I like the idea of Clarabelle coming. I don't think I will allow that this giant sound is Clarabelle. I don't think Clarabelle is big enough for that.
Clarabelle in addition?
Clarabelle could be in addition if you want the twist to be that you hear Clarabelle is also outside.
I like that.
I like the twist as we hear Clarabelle.
You hear Clarabelle's cranky...
Just grumbly cat.
Oh, what is that old beach up to now?
Yeah, I'll take Clarabelle is also there outside twist. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Elia starts signing, and the lizard Chelicrae's voice comes out and says,
"It's good to see you, Widlin. I am not in a position to determine the level of your punishment, but I will say that it is all but certain that the lot of you traveling with Kelly are responsible for stealing the heart from the corpse of the Void Eternal that we created."
Before anyone responds, just to double check, is the lizard Chelicrae translating accurately?
Yes. I will say that phrasing is accurate.
Okay.
I do like that question a lot, but I do think that the lizard is translating accurately.
It's good to know.
Friend, you might be able to fill in some gaps for us. We've lost some patches of memory. A familiar experience for me, but not necessarily for my friends here. Would you happen to know or care to explain how such a corpse was made by us?
Elia goes to start signing, and then the person in the mask, as the ceiling begins to shake from this slamming, and you see, like, a shadow moving over the amber windows above as one of them starts to crack, one of the council members says, "Enough talk!
Okay, sorry.
Let's settle this. You will cede control of your ship to Sister Elia, and you will remain under Karada custody until this problem is resolved."
"I have alternative suggestion."
"Speak."
As Azora says this, I feel like she kind of floats a little bit higher off the ground and is, like, slowly stretching herself out in an attempt to make her, like, her arms are stretching out. You can really see her robes and the bones.
God, the bones.
Her tentacles are all kind of fully splayed. She's basically trying to make herself look very big and intimidating. And she'll say, "Alternative is we will handle and return when it is taken care of."
I think you should roll to convince them.
I will use...
A fraction of the amber window above falls to the ground as the slamming continues.
Okay.
Really,
I'm gonna.
What is happening?
I'm gonna roll, but I also have a backup plan. I just want everyone to know.
should shit hit the fan. Okay.
Also have a backup plan. It's not good.
Great. I'm going to use instinct and then two for, do I want it to be sway? I guess.
Yeah, it feels like sway.
Yeah, two for sway and one for instinct. And then unless anybody has any kind of a way to give me anything else, that's just three.
I do. Oh.
Yes.
Yes, Cherry?
Cherry?
It's such Please. A bad idea. It could go so wrong. And I every literally shit is crumbling around us. I'm too scared.
Hey, it could go so right.
That's so
well, my
true.
Backup plan is going to cause shit to further hit the fan. So if we're already there, you know.
If you're like part of Azura's thing is like a lot of like these like things are like ethereal and mm-hmm. like intangible, right? I can use my resonant tether, which makes everything that's ethereal and stuff more tangible in my presence so that it is less like, oh, look at these spectral things and more of, hey, look at these things that could actually fuck you up if you
make the bones look a little sharper. Yeah.
I like that. I'd say that there's an advantage. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think as you're doing it, there's like crackling, like voltaic energy around things that normally are more translucent and intangible and they like part of that tangibility is this like kind of electric energy to them.
Isora likes this new look.
Go ahead and roll, Azura.
All right. That's a six, a four, and two ones.
Oh.
Hell yeah. You float and make this appeal. No, there's no cut. There's no cut. We're all right.
What if the twist is that it doesn't work?
What if the twist is it's broken, Elliot?
What if the twist is
we actually just ignore the mechanics and we lose?
They're leaned in listening to what you're saying. As you're speaking, the window above gets slammed with something large. An explosion of amber glass comes down. The tendrilled hair mask with the maw on top stands and looks up and speaks a whisper and says, "As we find ourselves faced with the flood, I call for protection from a layer of blood." And you see that the inside of the Leviathan skull grows a blood barrier to hold the room in some protection for a moment, and the light in the room changes to a blood-tinted red as you make this decree for another plan, for you to solve this problem.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Are they phased by this?
They're starting to get a little, but again, the masks are so hard to read any sort of actual reaction from them. But that seemed like something's going wrong. I am going to solve this immediately.
But the other members of the council aren't like
the other.
Looking
they're not
around,
panicking.
Like not panicking. Kind of like, oh God, what is it? Oh man. Oh,
I'm pretty sure all of these people are possessed. I think we established last session that
it's
they all were bleeding from their nose with the ichor.
Hey, real quick, what's the big pounding thing? Because you guys don't seem to be freaking out too much, but it's starting to be a little concerning to us, folk who don't know what's going on. So just a little bit of clarity, and then we can kind of address all these questions that you have.
One of the council members off to the side, who wears the visage of a half-squirrel, half-skull on their face, speaks up and says,
"This is going to be good. He's got a squirrel."
He says, "Well, he's outside, of course. Come to make sure you make good on what you've done. We are trying to find another way."
Just for those of us, uninitiated, we haven't been proper introductions not been made between us and the he in question. Who might that be?
Old Ornail.
Hmm.
And Old Ornail is a legend that many of you would know of, the Great Squirrel Leviathan.
Ah!
We've got to go.
This is right. Why Azura keeps looking at Ahab.
The living flame mask turns to and leans over to the mask with the tendrils, and they and you hear them kind of talking under their breath, and the tendril mask says,
"Why not charge them with fixing it, brother? It could work." And the flame says, I don't love it, but I suppose that you can't exactly have a crew of two, so maybe it works. Maybe we can."
All right. Hey, listen, if it helps, we don't love it either, but well, we prefer it to the alternative.
Silence!
Sorry, just, I thought this was an open forum. I don't know the procedural stuff here.
When Dr. Ezra hears the word silence, he rolls his eyes, and I'm going to walk over to the door, thrust my fist through the barrier of blood, and I'm just going to lob something out into the street. Where all the bang is coming from. I'm like, I'm gonna crack open the door, just lob it out. I had a grenade. And that grenade no longer has a pin.
Oh my god.
He has grenade.
Okay. You're sticking your hand through the blood, opening the door, and lobbing the grenade. I want you to roll to not just like open the door and let the whatever's outside in.
Oh no.
Okay.
You think we can kill a Leviathan with a grenade?
Has anyone tried?
Has anyone tried?
There you go.
I'm just looking at Ezra Holtz. I'm like, doctor? 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 Doctor!
You feel as you stick your hand through this blood barrier that it is just warm. And you know what blood fresh from a body feels like from your time as a surgeon in your past life that is remembered in bits and pieces. And it feels like blood fresh from a body.
Oh,
whose blood is this?
Bat's asking the real questions.
There's a lot of blood that came from nowhere? Okay.
Seems fake.
Seems
fake. Someone's not having a good time.
Seems fake.
I'm going to say iron.
Okay.
I got two suggestions.
Wait, did we give a twist also to Azora's role? But we'll keep going.
We
but
did not
wanna,
give me a twist yet.
I want to get back to that too.
Oh, this is going to be bad. I got two suggestions, one of which is better for me and one which is better for you, and both of them are very not great. So one is study. Which is about focused
investigation. Study how to throw a grenade through a door?
It's something we all learn in school.
Well, to be fair, he did go to different schools than the rest of you. Study to wait for a break in the banging, like a pulling back, so there's just less people on the door for a better time to throw the grenade. And if that seems like it's just not going to happen, I could do hack, which is to carve a path through, you know, to impose order on chaos.
I like
growth.
Hack better.
I could just,
yeah.
I'll be honest.
Hack is only one, but that's fine. Hack is only one, that's fine.
Hey, all you need is 1-6, baby.
All you need.
All you need.
Six.
Love is all you need.
I believe in you.
6 is all you need.
I so badly want to give you cut on this roll. Oh.
But you're not gonna.
I love you too, Elliot.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna yet.
We're about to end up in some real in the shit. So you don't have cut yet.
Instead of actually using my hand, I'm gonna extend my hand and only open the door a small crack, just small enough for a squirrel to lob the grenade out there.
And I feel like they'll respect the squirrel more because
okay,
it
yeah,
is
you
a
can have an advantage for involving Ahab. You can have an advantage for involving Ahab.
So true.
Yeah, okay.
Squirrel, respect squirrel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's actually not that bad.
That's not the reaction we were all hoping for, Norton.
Yeah.
I got a 5, a 4, and a 3.
Oh, you got a 5?
Okay, great. Okay. That is success with a drawback. Do you want to damage an aspect? Do you want an injury? What do you want your drawback? Do you want it to be like just tick an aspect, or do you want some injury related to what you're doing?
Ooh, I'm going to tick my aspect, actually. I think as I open the door crack and I extend my squirrel out, Ahab tosses the grenade and jumps back quick enough to avoid a knife being shoved through the door. Mm-hmm. I don't. And I'm going to tick Endless Golden Age. As the knife goes into my hand, it doesn't sound like steel meeting flesh. It sounds like steel meeting crystal, as amber crystals Oof. Flake off of the back of my hand.
Oh.
And litter the floor.
Oh.
A lot happens at once.
Oh, no.
Because we have ticked the third on a secret track I've been ticking.
Oh, no.
Secrets.
I love secrets.
Secrets.
As you are walking back, you stick your hand under this moving barrier of blood. You feel the warmth. You hold Ahab and the grenade. You time the door open. Ahab lobs it out. You're able to close it, but not before getting stabbed a chunk into amber. As you're doing this, the living flame-masked council member is speaking to Azora and says, "Fine. You will pilot your own ship under the direct supervision of Sister Alaya and her associate as you resolve this problem." And as they finish saying that, the chorus of "Put It Back" outside is cut short by the explosion of a grenade and replaced by the shrieks of pain of those shredded by this explosion. You turn your attention to the door for but a moment before the ceiling of the skull explodes inward as a giant squirrel leviathan comes bursting through the blood barrier, lands in the center of the council, grabs one of the council members on the edge, and bites them in half.
Oh my god.
We have to go. We've gotta go.
Elliot, can you remind me the three tiers of whispers?
Whisper, say, and shout. And I will remind you that whispers are not acting how they should these days.
Only that one guy gets to use them however he wants.
That is, that guy, No. There, that is worth noting, Kendo. There is.
I noted it immediately, but I'm like, yeah, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. No. That is not just my own convenience. There is a reason for that.
I believe you. I meant that genuinely.
I've got a thing I want to do. I want to ask a question. I'm happy to roll for it.
We've entered full chaos. So yeah,
An empty mask over on one of the chairs.
Correct.
Do I get the sense that mask will aid me in any way in controlling a whisper?
Oh,
interesting.
Happy to roll for it.
Yeah, I would like you to roll for it. That mask is a perfect amber oval with a black hole in the center that seems to suck in light, like that Vantablack sort of material.
Oh, shit. Mm. This is the fucking void. What is it called?
The void eternal.
Void eternal. I'm gonna roll sharps, which I've won in, and study has three.
Are you grabbing and putting it on amidst the chaos to figure this out, or are you just trying to figure it out?
I'll do it if you let me have an advantage.
I just want to know how much you're putting your whole ass into this.
How much of your ass is going into this, Brian?
If I can have an advantage, I'll happily put it on.
Yeah, you can have an advantage if you put it on, for sure.
Brian, why would you make such a deal? You're going to get Jumanji'd.
I'm going to see this thing.
Put on the mask and then Whistlin's going to disappear.
Gonna get Jumanji'd is so funny.
This isn't Jumanji. This is the mask. And then the mask can do a bunch of cool stuff. And I'm
You're
hoping
gonna
I'm
going to get Jumanji'd is one of my favorite things you've ever said, Abby. That's so good.
I see the mask that seems to be maybe of the Void Eternal. I see the one guy, as Bat pointed out, was able to cast Whisper and was fine with it. And I'm hoping that that will help me control it in some way, or maybe will help us out in the future. I don't really care. There's something something's got to be done. I'm going to do it. And so I'm rolling five.
Nice.
It's not insane. 4-4-4-1-1.
Okay. 4 is success with a drawback. And you have a twist in here.
I shove on the mask. I feel something happening that I don't quite know what it is, but I'm hoping that it's good. you know, Mothrin can be impulsive. We're short lives. We live them fancy, free, and wild. I shove it on my face, and I say, off to new horizons. With the goal of teleporting us back to the ship.
Oh. Teleporting?
Teleporting. Because by saying it, I get to control an element, right?
Wow.
Remind me if what whispers can.
Yes,
can't
yes,
do.
Yes. It's yeah.
Maybe the
it
seas
is...
just kind of part for us to get back there, huh?
No, I want to be there. If I'm rolling this and I'm putting the mask on, I'm going for gold here.
So true.
I'm done negotiating.
Okay. Hold on. Old Ornail, the squirrel Leviathan, drops from the ceiling. An explosion happens out front. The council begins to scramble properly as one of their members is chomped in half by a giant squirrel. Amidst the chaos, you run over and grab this vacant mask. And when you grab it, you feel an energy in your body unlike anything you've ever felt before. Ezra, who has ghost sight, you see that when Whistlin interacts with this mask, that 50 different ghosts seem to sort of occupy the same space as Whistlin as he puts it on. Whistlin, you put this mask on. Silence. The chaos of the room entirely drowned out as you sit in a moment of pure peace.
Hello? Hello?
You open your mouth and you find that nothing comes out.
I really wanted to say echo.
Do we hear anything?
No. You don't hear Whistlin's voice at all. To all of you, this room is chaos and cacophony as the squirrel starts rampaging, the explosion happens outside, busting in the doors. The crowd hasn't flooded in yet. Whistlin, you say this whisper as you put the mask on, and I'm not going to say it doesn't happen because of the effects of the mask. What I will say is that you can roll twice.
Oh.
And pick which result is what your whisper does. Doing
okay.
Oh, yes.
So I'm rolling, and just confirm, I'm rolling a D6. Rolling
six
a D6.
Is a, 5 and 6 is a shout. 3 and 4 is a say. 1 and 2 is a whisper. Whisper. Whispered whisper.
Oh, what'd you do?
Two ones.
Two ones.
So it's just a whispered whisper.
What was the whisper that you said?
New horizons.
Ooh.
Do you have a question that you would like answered by the discovery you get from the whisper new horizons?
I think in the moment of silence, I have this mask on. I feel this strange area around me. I don't think of everybody else. For a moment, the shock makes me think of myself and my own needs, and I think about the whisper well, or like the hole in my memory where I know the whisper well must have been. And I think inside my cloak are a number of glass bottles that all have songs contained in them, and one of them has been unstoppered and is empty. One that's been cared for a very long time. And I don't remember what was in it. I don't know what was in it. And as far as I can tell, it's something I gave up. I want to know what was in it.
Oh.
Do you have an answer for that? Or do you want me to have an answer for that?
I have an answer for that.
Great.
Aloft upon the wild sea canopy waves below. A change and I seen my love's long auburn tresses ahead behind below. Oh, how I miss her so. For years I called my auburn love the only one for me. For years I've been without her love sailing upon the sea. Years above the trees. The waves of green do shift to warm as far as I can see. The green to auburn comes each year, no longer does she.
So sail the wild sea, so sail the wild sea.
So sail the wild sea.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Marovich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
Hey there, it's Elliot from the Many Sided Media team. In addition to playing and producing here on My First Dungeon, I'm also a game designer, known for such games as Something Is Wrong with the Chickens, a rules-like game of chickens, eldritch horror, and revenge. Project Echo, a solo time travel game played in the pages of a planner. And the upcoming Rom-Com Drama Bomb, a three-player game of meet-cutes and mayhem. If you like weird and unique games and want to bring something new to your table, head to moreblueberries.shop and use code MYFIRSTDUNGEON for 20% off your order. That's MOREBLUEBERRIES.shop. Thanks!
Whistlin, what whisper do you gain as you remember this song?
Oh.
I gain the whisper, lost lamentations.
Fuck yeah. Very good.
Whew.
Oh, there was also a twist in there.
There was a twist.
Kendo, what do you
I've
got?
Been noodling on this whole
thing. Oh, yes.
I'll keep the mask on until I hear the twist.
I have three potential ones.
Oh, very good.
We got options.
All of them have very different things. Very different possibilities.
All of them are bad.
One of them.
That's it, though.
Which one of them breaks the ship?
None of them break the ship, I don't believe.
Well, then what's the point, Kendo?
Because why break the ship when we can break us?
Oh, baby.
Oh, you sick fuck.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
So the first one, what if Whistling can't take the mask off anymore?
That's what I was going to suggest.
One. Yeah. That's
you slashed. Can't?
Yeah. Goosebump style?
The second one, similar, but noticeably a little worse. What if Whistling gets sucked into the mask? Potentially
fuck.
Temporarily.
Potentially.
So that was but hey, I don't know. Who knows? And then the third one, what if Whistlin' learns that information but forgets something else?
Oh,
I like
wow.
The third one.
I like the third one because it feels very thematic for the void.
Girl.
Eternal.
Yeah, give it to the void, baby.
But I also like you not being able to take it off. I'm down for either of those.
I like the third one.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye, aye.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, Ezra.
Can I double down with something scary?
Yeah.
I think that when voids happen, more floods in, I would be down for Whistlin to lose a bit more memories and to gain some of Whitlin's back.
Oh, actually, wait, no, I like that. Never mind. I was gonna do a whole bit where I give you shit, but no, I like that.
And gain what? More whispers?
More of Whitlin's memories back?
Oh, maybe some of Elia? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Aye.
And in return, he forgets some of one of us.
Yeah,
that's a word about
okay.
Elia.
Okay, all
right. That's just gonna make it me. You know that, right?
No, I'm not that lucky.
Last in, first out.
Tell me what else you lose, and then I will tell you what happens next.
Oh,
I lose my trait. I used to know this.
Oh wow.
Ooh, fuck.
That's tough. Big boys came to play.
Damn.
Big swings.
When you donned this mask, you found yourself in a moment of peace, your vision in a black void. You thought that black void was just the mask over your eyes blocking all light. But you realize that it is some kind of metaphysical space, as what could be a relative, but you know to be a previous version of you, approaches from the darkness singing this lost tune. And as he stands in front of you, he holds out a hand to shake yours.
I full on, you know, Spartan shake, clasping the forearms.
You feel the memories of this past pupation flood into you as you lose any touch of the skills that you can feel the many different talents you have fading away of your past lives in exchange for this absorption of this past pupation, Whitlin. There are so many memories, there's no time to process them all right now because a squirrel just bit a guy in half.
I do want to say that I think for Whitlin, as this is happening, feeling, because this isn't necessarily something he's like, I don't think at any point in his mind he is choosing, I want to give up my skills.
Right.
So he feels them go and tries to pull them back, but feels memories come back. And for anyone who's lost memories, that's something to value. But for a Mothran who constantly loses memories to repupation and comes back a fragment of the person he was before, different name, different personality, different memories, he doesn't really know. He very quickly realizes that the juice is worth the squeeze. I'm getting the better end of the deal here, despite all I'm losing. And I give it up happily.
As we come back into this room, the great squirrel Leviathan bites this man in half, turns over its shoulder to look at all of you as it tries to pick its next victim, its mouth bleeding equally with blood and black ichor, its eyes entirely black.
Just real quick question. Can I... Does mask come off me? Can I see
you
now?
Can take the mask off, yeah.
In the like silent void, I have this moment of peace, and then I like pull off the mask as if to go tell everybody, like, guys, I think I've got...
It roars, that low, chittering roar. Good luck sound designing that, Brian.
We gotta go!
I think it's time to go.
Elia and Liz, as Jay affectionately changed the name to in our last talk back, start running out of the chamber and like kind of trying to like join up with you to leave.
I'm going to roll a d6.
Hey, Norton, what are you rolling a d6 for?
We'll just see what the number is first.
I think it's a whisper.
Hold on, plus side. That is a 3. That is a 3. Snapping away from the image of Whistlin baiting his former self, a thing which I think with ghost side I might even recognize.
I think you do.
Dr. Ezra turns directly, without like a look of shock on his face, directly to this gigantic squirrel Leviathan, raises his still non-functioning gun and says,
The specter of death now bathes. Give this thing a scar that never fades.
And I think the gun actually fires. Here's what I would like to happen. I would like this Leviathan to be grievously damaged by the whisper that I spoke. And as it was a 3, I did speak it.
Grievously damaged, I think, is maybe more than I can give you. This Leviathan is an 8-track hazard.
Oh, baby.
Can we get 2 tracks?
I think that warrants 2 tracks without a roll, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah. At the very least, I feel it should distract old Ornail.
Mm-hmm. I will happily take a big old distraction.
Here's my return, because this is a scar that never fades. I shoot it right in one of its eyes.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I like that. You pull out this pistol. Bang. It flies across and hits one of these black ichor-soaked eyes as a spurt of black like lands on one of the council members who's like scrambling and running as you deal 2 marks on this track.
I'm just running and grabbing Ezra like,
that was great. We gotta go now.
Also, I'm looking at the gun and being like,
at some point you gotta teach me how these things work, because I think I've forgotten a lot of things that I used to know, but I'd like to get this one back at some point.
You see, Whistlin used to be a much more graceful runner and is now okay at best.
Forgot how to run.
he's picking it back up pretty quick. But
we have to relearn how to ride bike. That took an entire weekend.
Ezra, you use this whisper. You blow a hole in this squirrel's head, but this squirrel has sort of a perpetually removed half of its skin on its face in place of a skull, but now you went for the one targetable part on that part, the eye, and you got it. As it reels from this injury, it is going to right itself, and it is going to go after Cherry.
Not the noise.
Cherry, you are the biggest.
You feel a wave. When Whistlin put this mask on, I'm going to say that you felt a wave of a deep sadness, and you're not sure where it came from. But you've got a squirrel trying to attack you. What do you want to do about it?
Does this happen, like, as we're running? Like,
Yeah. You guys are starting to leave the chamber, and the squirrel rights itself after this wound and is going for you because you're big.
Okay. Gah. Okay, I don't, no, you know what? I'm gonna, here's what's up. The Leviathan furs that I got from Azora,
Oh, yeah.
They help me not be afraid.
Oh, that's a good reminder. Everyone needs to mark 2 marks of mire when they see old Ornail because of how horrifying it is.
Oh my gosh. Except for Cherry, because of my Leviathan furs, which specifically says you never mark mire when confronted with an unknown or terrifying beast, no matter the size.
Izora is very good gift giver.
Thank you so much for this. Yes. I am going to... Jeez. What do I do against the Leviathan? I don't know.
A squirrel is jumping at you, mouth extended like it wants to go for the bite.
I'm going to do something stupid. Is that okay?
Love stupid. Are you going to cook it?
How close am...
You going to cook it?
You going to cook it?
You going to roast it on his bit?
How close am I to Liz?
I'll say that you guys are kind of in a... You were in somewhat of a group as you're moving out. Like, probably, like, you could take a few steps to get to them.
Okay. I'm going to do that because I think out of instinct, if this Leviathan is it going for a bite? Is it going for a swipe?
It's going for a bite.
I'm going to put Liz in the way.
Oh, fuck.
Harsh.
Okay.
I don't know her shit.
Ripperoonie.
She ain't nothing to us.
Whistlin's very quickly remembering she might be something to him.
I don't know that. And I think the way that I go about this is that I would like to do it quite forcefully.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of dexterity getting in between. It's literally I'm grabbing her with my strong tree body and I'm throwing her in the way.
Oh my Kay. God.
What's the pool? Build the pool.
Iron for my Great. Edge. Would you accept break?
Yeah. I think this is breaking.
Iron, break, and then I'm going to pitch for my advantage, and you have to give this to me, that I'm a big, strong tree.
Yes. When you pitch me in this way, you have to remind me that one of your aspects is literally being big, which I think is the problem that I forgot in other pitches. Ellie, you can have it.
You have to give this to me.
You can have it. I'm going to say, Yay! Now that we're in the chase with all this happening, there is a cut of one.
Oh.
Yeah, no problem.
Such confidence.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Cut of one?
Yeah. Just
okay,
one.
Okay, so I rolled a 5, which will cut, and I'm left with 2 1-1.
That is a failure with a twist. A disaster, sorry. Yeah. Let's use the game terms. A disaster with a twist.
Can I pitch a twist real quick that feels vaguely neutral?
Yeah.
That when you go to pick up Liz to like throw her in the way, she doesn't understand what's happening and freaks out and all of her lizards separate. And so now you're just a tree covered in lizards.
Yeah, Liz pulls a Shirk the Skin like Bats does and goes... Oh. To a million Classic. Little lizards all over you.
In an effort to avoid being thrown is like, separate!
Yeah, I like that.
Cool.
So fair.
Ornail's bite deals massive spike damage.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I believe massive means it does 2 tracks of damage on you. I would have to double check, but that's what we're going to say for now. So you will take 2 marks on an aspect of your choice. Okay.
Whenever a creature attacks me with their own body, they will take spike damage from my 1,000 needles trait.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Because my bark is sharp, baby.
Interesting.
This tree's got bark. I don't know. Forget it. Cut
woof,
that.
Woof, woof, dude.
Elliot, I do just want to say massive impact, hugely potent, ship scale armament marks all boxes in a track.
Oh. Oh. I'm going to say it's your big tree track.
Oh, 100%.
No!
You're now a small tree.
You're now a little bit smaller as it bites a chunk out of you.
Can we say I get like, you know when a tree, like lightning hits it and it kind of like splits?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And I think half of my body has the petals and the other half is just exposed like wood.
Yeah.
I cannot believe we broke our tree.
Speaking of lightning striking a tree, I want to hit this squirrel right in the mouth where the tree plant part is.
Very good.
Oh, God.
Whistlin is the furthest away right now and is going, guys, we gotta stop fighting the squirrel.
Hey, this is a long-range thing that I'm gonna do. I'm fine. I can be at a distance.
Cherry, your damage to somebody who deals damage to you, because Ol Ornail is a Leviathan, he's resistant to damage, so everything that happens to him is reduced by 1 mark, so that does not affect him.
Can Liz take it?
Yeah, yeah.
What Liz, a great Liz, ask.
Liz takes it.
What
oh
an
my
absolutely great
I'm going to kill that lizard.
Oh my god.
All several little lizards die as this bite happens.
Oh, when
just
they
a
do,
trail of them.
Can I absorb their blood?
What are you doing, Cherry?
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Damn, Cherry.
Damn,
yeah,
dude.
Okay.
Well, Cherry's petals just get like a little bit redder.
Yeah.
Honestly, you've got like the lizard blood. You also have the blood that was on the squirrel's mouth from eating the other guy. Like, you've got a lot of guy blood around you.
Also, technically, the room we're in is still encased in blood if you wanted more blood sources for what, I don't know, but...
I don't think Cherry wants it. I think that when it happens, it's all very involuntary, but she does suck it up.
Gnarly.
I'm going to sit down, you guys.
Anyway. Bat, you had something?
Yes, 2 things. First thing, when those lizards get hurt, do I feel it?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wait, why would he feel it?
Because he's got one lizard.
He has a lizard in him.
You've got one lizard.
I forgot.
And I think there is a kind of
what have we done
connection that I don't think I felt I didn't have the lizard inside of me originally.
What a fucking cruel psychos.
When we first met Liz. But now that I do, and the lizards are a part of me, and we are so close to Liz, I think there is like a connection there that, especially in this moment, there is like a, like almost like a knot of pain somewhere inside.
You
of
all
that.
Of a sudden know exactly where that lizard is.
Yeah. And it's like that kind of shock and pain, like spirals and waves through Bat as almost instinctually it turns around and yells at the top of its voice, since now its voice is thunder and impossible to lower from a shout. There's part of it that feels this fear and wants to strike back in some kind of like almost vengeance for this pain. And there's another half of it that is deeply, deeply instinctually afraid of this Leviathan as I turn and like half of me turns and the other half of me starts to split off and skin tears and breaks as bats fly and like free themselves as they are also striving for their individuality here, since I did have to mark two Myers. And like voltaic energy begins to spread across the body, filling out the spaces where bats no longer are, and fingers outstretched just yelling, "Stop!" And I'm going to use Lightning's Call to Excellent. Specifically, I'm trying to hit it in the mouth where parts of Cherry still are, so that I can hit it, but also light the plant pieces aflame in its mouth.
Yeah. Very cool. Build that dice pool, and I think take two advantages. One cut, but you get two advantages for all that very cool shit that just happened.
Let's go. That's what I'm all about. I'm going to take teeth, and then...
Cherry's horrified by seeing a part of her on fire, by the way.
Oh, no!
Can I do sense, since I am like trying to aim at like a very specific part?
Yeah, we'll do precise aiming is another cut in by rules as written.
That's so fair. This will give me three dice in comparison to anything else I can think
of. So I'll give you that, but it'll be two cut.
Okay, cool. So that's one for teeth, three for sense, and then two for advance.
So that's the max. You got six in the pool, two cut.
Two cut. All right, baby.
Come on, bats.
Okay, so you said two cut, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. So that's a six and a five gone.
Good.
Leaving a 4, 4, 2, and a 1.
Okay, so that's success for the conflict.
That could have gone so much worse.
It could have gone so much worse.
I'll happily take that. I'm going to say you're going to take a mark on the lightning track, your lightning aspect as the drawback, as like... You send out this called lightning, your body splitting, but not fully shirking the skin, but sort of the conflict of all your bats fighting for individuality spreading out, but within that chaos, enough to form a hand and shoot lightning at this squirrel as you guys are running, zaps out. I'm going to say you hit the pieces of Cherry in its mouth. You're going to deal one to the, like, get away, solve this problem track, but I'm going to say that something about the way that the squirrel reacts to this, like bites down on the pieces of Cherry, and I'm gonna say these like flaming bits of rock come back and hit the hand that you just launched the lightning with, and that's like affecting your lightning track.
Yeah,
cool.
As you guys run from the skull, you encounter what would have been a wall of people that have hoarded around the Leviathan skull, all now screaming, "Put it back! Put it back! Put it back!" as they swarm around this area, sort of like moving as a horde. But because somebody tossed a grenade out, there is a nice clear path from the what would have been a wall that you guys are able to squeeze through, so that this ends up being a horde of zombies chasing you with a squirrel barreling through them and throwing bodies to the side, all of them dripping this thick black ichor as they run after you.
Whistlin's just yelling at them like, "We get it, we're on it. Calm down, we got it."
Yeah, as she's running through the streets, I think Azora looks up at Clarabel, who came to grumble and get us.
"You absolute idiot beast, get back to the ship." "Yes, I know you are hungry for lunch, but we have bigger fish to fry."
I think the squirrel's mad, honestly. I think the squirrel's mad, guys.
Why is it mad at me is my big question. Is you my just big look, important just question really that everybody tasty. Should be concerned about.
Listen, Cherry, it just ate a person. It had its meat course, and it's like, you know what? I need a little salad.
How dare you?
Cherry's just a little salad, okay?
Just wow. Need a little salad again.
I can make it better. I can make it better. It got a lot of like dudes stuck in its teeth, so it needs a toothpick, and that's why I chose you.
There is that better? Better?
So much worse.
So much worse.
Yeah, you're not even nutrition.
As you guys sprint out of this head and the crowd begins to pursue you, Azora, you are grabbed by one of the council members as the council is seemingly escaping through the back of the skull, but the council member in the mask with the toothed maw and the pale tendrils around it pulls you close and says, "Beware the howl. It has grown strong in the void's absence. Good luck." And then runs back to join the rest of the council members to escape.
I have follow-up question.
Then the squirrel starts chasing you out and you guys are out running from this crowd of zombies. I'm going to say, Whistlin, you get accosted by a crowd of ichor-dripping zombies. Roll to avoid consequence.
Oh. Hell yeah. This is easy for me. Grace and flourish. I'm going to try to move out of the way.
Hell yeah.
I guess with flourish cut of one. Work? Flourish is showmanship and performance.
I feel like the way you describe usually Whistlin doing things like this, that makes sense to me.
I
feel like you're hurting yourself on defining these skills today, and you don't need to be too...
That's fair.
You don't need to be too strict.
I want to... I feel because of the manner in which I've played things, I feel it necessary
to take an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Whistlin was a very elegant dancer until very recently.
Oh, no.
And may be able to figure that stuff out pretty quick again.
Are you asking for more cut? Is that what you're telling me?
I think I need a second cut. It hurts
Ryan.
Me a lot. I know. I don't know who I am right
now. This is so unexpected.
Having a day.
Can I make proposal? Is Azora near Whistlin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I will cancel out one of your cuts by using my spare driftwood to hit the crowd in the face.
Great. This wave of zombies comes up. You recognize patrons from the bar, shopkeepers you saw earlier, all moving as one mass, and Azora just slams one of them in the face with a piece of wood.
I knew this would come in handy.
Take anything I can get. I'm rolling 4.
Okay, one cut.
Come on.
Look at that good. Face. Look at that face.
I could take the 2 cut if I want. 6, 6, 5, 5.
Oh wow. My god. Actually no, because taking the 2 cut would mean no triumphs, but 1 cut means you do have a triumph.
Oh, that's true. I'm still feeling good. 6, 6, 5, 5. Fuck the world. I'm getting out of here.
Wow, you love to see it.
We simply love to see it.
You're a little gun shy about the way that you move through the world after this sort of new identity being shoved into your current identity. Everything is a little messed up. You try to do one of your signature dance moves to avoid, and as you're doing it, you dodge 3, 4, 5 of these zombies as they're coming over you. One of them seems to break through as you stumble, and then Azora comes up and slams them away with this piece of driftwood, and you're able to keep running.
Azora, for once, I am glad you were silent behind me. Thank you. Continue to do that. I'm not doing so well right now, okay?
It's all of a sudden she's way closer to you than you thought she should be.
Okay.
We are running.
This one time, I'll take it.
Clarabelle sprints out in front of you guys. You guys are desperately racing through the streets. What do you guys want to do? The squirrel is breaking through the crowd quickly to continue its pursuit. It is knocking different people to the side as it continues its pursuit.
I will turn around and reach into one of my pockets, tossing out what looks like a handful of black sand filled with little crystals that catch the light and flicker it in weird ways. But this is from the Jar of Old Fears.
Mm.
And on anyone it touches, it will burn. So it deals LR salt damage.
Right. Ooh la la.
This is also the stuff I use to heal people. Feel safe yet?
It's so fucked up. I will say, to damage the squirrel again, you need to do at least 2, so you're looking for a triumph here.
Ooh.
All right. I can play that game. I'll take iron. This is using an advantage, quite literally. So I do get 1 advantage dice, right?
Mm-hmm. And 1 cut still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And 1 cut. Let's see what works here. Tent? Does tent work? Is this healing? Is this? I'm using healing, right?
You're
no.
You're,
it doesn't okay. sound like healing to me.
Whistlin sees you take out the jar of things that you've used to heal people and starts throwing. I'm like, what are you doing?
Would study work if I'm looking for like a right angle to toss it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
We can do it.
Cut a one. Does anyone want to help?
Cut a one.
I believe
in
you.
I
don't
have
my big strong body anymore to help anybody.
Yeah, I don't really know if there's anything Bat can do.
I don't have my big strong body anymore.
I don't have a big old tree anymore.
So thank God that was a cut of 1 and not a cut of 2 is all I'm going to say. Double 6s and double 1s, I don't know how I managed that.
Wow.
Well done.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll take that.
What does this black salt sand jar of fears material look like when it hits this squirrel? And then what's the twist?
Elliot, it looks like a chemical burn.
So...
I got a suggestion for this twist. I know technically I'm not supposed to give them, but I do have a good one.
Well, Whistlin needs a twist as well, so.
Oh, Whistlin needs a twist as well. You guys got to keep me honest on these twists.
We're twist rich.
Okay, you toss this salt and you see that it hits this exposed part of the squirrel's face and singes a thick smoke coming off of it. A smell burns the nostrils. Aww. Of all of you as you're running, those of you that have nostrils.
I have a twist.
All right, hit me with the twist.
It damages the other eye.
I
blinded the Leviathan, what?
Please?
I have a Come twist on. For the other thing.
Let me think about the eye thing. What's the twist for the other thing?
After the Jar of Old Fears hits the Leviathan and this like black crystalline powder hits it and sprays into its face and eyes, it gives this kind of like chemical burn thing. The Old Fears and that crystalline substance flies out of the Leviathan and into the portal on the mask that is on the back of Whistlin's head.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. Whistlin's running. He doesn't see it happen.
You absorb the fears?
The fear of the Leviathan or the fear stuff goes into the portal.
I'm going to say that Ezra sees that through ghost sight, that something leaves Leviathan and goes into the void of the Void Eternal mask. Whistling does not know that's happened, I think.
Oh, I'm running. Let's be very clear. Whistling is not turning back.
You can hit the squirrel's other eye. I will say that avoiding attacks from it now gives everybody an advantage.
Whew.
Brilliant. All right.
What do you got, Kendo? I love the faces that crawl across Kendo, and you just know they've got something.
I have a question. How many tracks does the squirrel have
left? The squirrel has 8, and we have checked 5. This is the get away from the squirrel track, or if you guys give me ways that you kill it and we get to the 8th, that makes sense too. Whatever the strategy is here, like 8 and you will be safe.
Now, I have potentially a big swing to make.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping with your good graces that as big of a swing I'm going to take, that you may allot me 3 tracks if it goes in my favor.
Holy shit!
It better be a big swing.
It's going to be a big swing. Seeing after Dr. Ezra, you know, has thrown this stuff from the jar of fears, it's burned, like it's got this huge chemical burn. It's like, I imagine, like, for it to be chemically like burning it, there has to be some kind of like dissolution of its skin, fur, something mm-hmm. of that nature. We've wounded its eye, all of that good stuff. Bat is going to use perhaps some of the heads of the people of this mob of zombies to kind of like platforms to be able to make its way towards the Leviathan. And I would like to jump up and crawl myself to like the facial area of this Leviathan, one would say, kind of close to where these chemical burns are and where, you know, the wounds in the eye, where, you know, there might be some openings you know.
I know where this is headed, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm. And I want to potentially say a whisper into the holes of this Leviathan.
Say a whisper into the holes is such a bummer.
And I know that I'm asking for a lot to get there, so I'm going to wait before I say the whisper and all of that before we get there, because I imagine I have to make some rolls
to
get there in the first place.
Let's roll you using the crowd as platforms to get to the face. The exposed flesh of the face of this Leviathan.
Amazing, amazing. I would love to use my grace, my vault, and if I may, my ersatz limb, as the various portions of Bat, like make extra limbs as I'm moving to help leverage myself there.
Yes.
If I may.
I like that. This is going to be a cut of 1 for sure.
Okay, I'm at 5. Is there anything anyone could do to give me an advantage so we can make it a nice 6?
Oh,
Could I use my splintered body to kind of help carve a path? Because I know my barrel-chested trait is Gonzo, but I do have my 1,000 needles trait, which means that anybody who gets close to me gets hoit. So can I like help with the zombie horde and just kind of, you know, help part the sea, as it were?
So they're using the zombie horde as like a pedestal. So yeah, parting like isn't what you want to do right now, I would say. But if there's something else you want to do with that, pitch me.
If you want to launch me. Just throw me.
Could Cherry use her big old tree body to just throw
her big old tree body is not so big right now.
I don't have my big old tree body no more.
It doesn't seem right. I don't.
That doesn't seem right.
It seems really wrong.
I'm thinking that you're going to be rolling 5 dice if I can't get a good pitch. Jay, you got something?
No. I just had Parting the Sea. That's all I got, really.
I could use 5 my dice. Geist hand to manipulate objects without actually touching them in an attempt to, like, literally boost you up.
Okay, you can have an advantage for that.
Okay.
A little boost.
Thank you. All right,
little boost. Die.
Let's
little
go. Boost. I really want this to work.
Can I flavor it as the Geist Hand, really what's happening is that I'm yelling at Clarabelle and her wings are kind of really flapping a lot and the wind it creates gives bats the boost.
I create thin layers
of skin like an actual bat. And I use it should to have float been up at the ship.
No, it's the grumble.
That is a 6, a 6, a 5, a 5, and a 2.
So we pull that 6. You still get a triumph. Those two 5s mean triumph with a twist. You turn, see an opportunity, bound across heads and limbs. Put it back, as the air of Clarabelle's wings gives you this little boost, and you find yourself face to face, inches away from the face of this Leviathan squirrel as it now sees you and wants to eat all those little bats. But what are you going to do?
I am going to roll a d6 to see what this whisper is going to be. I guess, wait, what do I want? I want a 3 and a 4 because I want to say it.
You want to say it.
That is a 1.
Ooh.
Tough.
This is bad, actually.
This is really bad, actually. What discovery do you get when you use this whisper instead? Oh, what God. Whisper do you say?
The discovery is that it was a bad idea. I discover I've made a terrible mistake.
I think as Bat is bounding across all of these heads, kind of under its breath, it is saying,
full of anger and rage, a Leviathan, dissolve your ego, free yourself from your prison of skin.
Brutal. What is the piece of information you would like as this whisper grants you a discovery rather than a change?
As Bat is here face to face with this Leviathan, I'm presuming, like, opening its maw, like, ready to chomp down on Bat, I think the thing that Bat gets insight into is, who were they before they were Bat?
You see, as you approach and you speak these words, in the dripping black ichor of the Leviathan squirrel, for but a moment, you see a reflection of yourself in the shape that you have taken recently that is more like what you used to be. What was your name?
Let's see. What was my name?
Because it feels like it's related. Would the name Ilya work?
Ooh, Ilya's good.
You get a flood of identity not dissimilar to the one Whistlin got earlier. One of the things you realize is that there is a relation between you and Captain Elia, and I'd like to know what that relation is.
Oh.
Oh.
Shit.
Can you describe to me what is Captain Elia, what ancestry?
Ardent.
Ardent.
In memory, had light brown skin. In present, has pale, sort of like dead skin.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any better answer than my parent. And I don't think there is.
That's insane.
And they told me not to come on the journey, and I stowed away.
Ooh, very good.
Ooh. Oh, fuck.
As you remember this relationship, this fondness, this familial relationship, in fact, as some of your bat's attention turn towards Elia, a fondness, a maybe love, depending, coming back to you. Old Ornail opens its mouth wide and shoves all of the bumblebee bats that make up Bat inside.
No!
You're still alive, but you have been swallowed by this Leviathan.
Oh, no!
And there's a twist that I would love everybody to pitch.
It's allergic to bats.
Nah.
Okay. In the mouth, learn some past stuff about himself. I think Captain Liag is going to take a pot shot at this thing.
Oh, interesting.
As a twist.
Ooh.
Okay.
Protecting their child
at this moment. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Whistling, you had seen the look of fondness from Aliyah towards bats earlier, and you think that Aliyah maybe was starting to have the same realization that bats just did. Aliyah sees bats get consumed and turns and leaps to face the squirrel head on, drawing, I'm going to say, a fucking sword and trying to cut into. I don't roll in this game. So,
can I roll for my parent?
Yeah, you can roll. Nice. You can roll for Aliyah.
What are their stats?
Let's just call it a four dice pool, no cut.
Okay. No. Well, it doesn't even matter if there's a cut, huh? Because that's a three, a two, a one, and a one.
Oh God.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
As Aliyah turns around and runs back and goes to stab this thing, ill-advised though it may be, I get a flash of memory of the former person of bats, of Captain Aliyah sharing a fond moment. I don't necessarily, it's not all coming back, but I see just enough fondness, enough recognition of who Bats was and who Bats is, who Captain Aliyah was and is, and I recognize there's a connection of some sort, and I turn around and see what is transpiring. Bats getting swallowed, Captain Aliyah running back to attack. I want to use a whisper myself. I want to turn around and see this horde of Icarus zombies running towards us, this Icarus squirrel Leviathan Old Ornail, and I want to stop and try to, in the same way I did with Captain Aliyah, offer a show of respect to a Leviathan who might appreciate it. I'm going to turn to Old Ornail, give that same genuflection and wrapping of my wings, hold up a hand and say, the rationing has ended. Go in peace. With the hope of everybody puking up the bile as we did.
Very good.
Do I still get to roll two and take the better one?
You don't have the mask on unless you don the mask.
If I recognize that will help, I will absolutely don the mask.
I think that you probably do recognize that would help.
Whistlin, as he goes to do this bow and this genuflection, pulls the mask down. You see that black hole in the center of it, and his voice almost gets lost into it. What is meant to be spoken echoes out in whispers and speech and shout until it finally arrives at the spoken words that he intended. As I rolled a two and a four. Excellent.
Aliyah turns, makes a stand, draws her sword, leaps and plunges it into Old Ornail, but not making the proper purchase, just hitting it in the shoulder. It does not care. It grabs her and throws her to the side like a common toy. Bats is inside the horde and the Leviathan. you don this mask, you feel a chill enter you as some old fear of a very old being enters you, which we will resolve at a later point.
That seems fair.
But at this point, you say, and remind me,
the ration has ended, friend. Go in peace.
The Leviathan stops, reels a bit, kind of fighting against the influence of the ichor all throughout it, and then turns and unloads the contents of its body, including very many small bumblebee bats, in a wave of ichor as they flow on the ground. The zombies are shambling over each other, but they stop and start to have the same violent reaction as they spit out black ichor. Black ichor runs through the streets as this crowd resolves itself. The Leviathan is hurt. It's blinded. It runs. The crowd will have many problems to deal with, but you are no longer one of them as this hazard resolves with the use of that whisper.
Isora is still sprinting to the ship. She does not slow down. She is getting ready to harness Clarabel and get this boat on the road.
Mm-hmm. Can I go pick up Sister Alaya?
Mm.
And kind of throw her arm over my shoulder and like kind of helping her up after, I'm sure, a pretty fucking nasty fall.
Oh yeah, she got hit hard and she takes your help, and you hear in that raspy, pained voice,
thank you.
I hold her up with whatever strength I have, reach down and pick up a hat with a very conspicuous hole in it, plop it back on her head, and say, I think you and I got some stuff we gotta do. Let's get out of here. And I start walking her towards the ship.
Great. Is there anything anyone else would like to do before getting back on the ship?
The mini bats lie on the ground in a mixture of blood and ichor, slowly crawling individually towards the ship. I don't think they're all taking the same path. I think many of them leave.
Mm.
Oh.
But there's like this horde of bats in ichor and blood crawling along the ground, following the trail like towards the ship and like up the thing, and it's just like hundreds upon hundreds of these small bats, almost like rats crawling along the ground, running in towards, you know, a ship from a fire or something like that. And it's like they slowly, like, in like they don't pull up again, at least right now, into making bat. I think they just keep crawling, making this many-lined bloody Icarus trail down the ship, like into the depths of it towards the heart, where they all just lie there for a while in like us, like almost circling the engine heart of our ship.
Bats is several kinds of fucked up after this after this battle. One realization had about their identity and many more questions posed about how to move forward.
So the squirrel divulged all these bats. I might have missed it. Did it run off immediately?
Free of the influence of the ichor, realized its state it was in of being blinded and fucked up and ran.
On its way out, can I damage it one more time?
Yeah, if you'd like. What are you doing to it?
I think the first thing Ezra turns away and tries to help Cherry make their way to the ship. But there's a voice. You don't leave a combatant alive. And instead reaches down, picks up Captain Elias' sword, and flings it directly at this creature's head.
Jesus.
We okay with it?
Go ahead, roll that.
It's one of my Myers.
The game made me do it.
It's one of my Myers.
It's fine.
What is voices your Myers?
Of voices past, of the whisper past. Through disappointment.
That's true. Everybody's dealing with Myers.
And they would be very disappointed. Iron, this is definitely a hack, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Hack or break or...
Yeah, I'm using someone else's sword. I don't feel like that gives me an advantage, right?
I would say not.
Advantage because it's running away.
Mm-hmm. I did say advantages with the squirrel because it was blinded. So, yeah, you can have one advantage.
One advantage.
Nice.
No one's going to help me with this. And that's only fair. And how much were we cutting by?
No cut.
That's double sixes and a four then.
Damn.
Woo! The Leviathan squirrel begins to scamper off. Everybody is sort of recollecting, thinking the battle over, but one Dr. Ezra Karkos was taught never to leave an enemy combatant alive. Tell me what this looks like, Ezra.
He reaches down to pick up Cherry. But even as, like, one arm reaches down, they drop her. Looking like a ghost, he turns. He walks right over probably another corpse. Picks up the sword. Flings it where it rotates over and over, right into the back of the fleeing Leviathan.
The blade spins into the back of old Ornel, who takes one step, another step, and then stops, looks to the sky one more time, and collapses with an exhale that is almost a sigh of relief.
We should go, Cherry. Come on.
Yeah.
And the crew of the Crackling Heart returns to their ship, now fitted as a submersible, to begin a very important journey. But that journey will be on the next episode of My First Dungeon Presents The Wild Sea. Join us in the dice pool as we build our submersible. And join us next time as our crew sets sail once again. Aye, aye, everybody.
Aye, aye.
You gotta bring it back.
We gotta put it back, guys. Gotta put it back.
Put that back.
That's not yours.
That ain't yours.
I'm sorry for killing the squirrel.
Really, I think you should be apologizing to Ahab.
Yeah, you should be apologizing. Yeah.
Ahab will never trust you again.
Yeah, you look over your shoulder and Ahab just has little paws over his hands. Or over his mouth.
This season of My First Dungeon is sponsored by MythWorks. Grab your own copy of The Wild Sea by going to myth.works and use the promo code MyFirstDungeon to get 20% off your order.
My First Dungeon Presents The Wild Sea features the voice talents of Elliot Davis, Brian Flaherty, Abby Hepworth, Noor Nali Kadir, Kendrick Smith, and Jay Stroutman. This episode was produced by Shenouk Tissara and Elliot Davis. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. Theme song and original music by Behold. Additional music from Artlist.io. The Tree Shanty Auburn Love was written by Jay Stroutman and performed by Brian Flaherty and Jay Stroutman, with instrumentation by Jay Stroutman. My First Dungeon is a Many-Sided Media production. To hear the cast talk back and more, visit us on our Patreon. And as always, remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
If you're hearing this, that means you listened to every last second of this episode. If you're not caught up yet, that's great, because then there's plenty more to listen to. But if you are caught up and you simply can't wait for the next episode, then you should head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool. For just a few bucks a month, you'll get cast talkbacks, original games, and a full-length bonus actual play each and every month. As of the end of 2023, there is already over 20 hours of bonus audio, plus a whole bunch of other goodies to enjoy. So head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and jump into the Dice Pool. We'll see you there.